Ndiaga, you're a senior expert in fisheries in FAO in Africa. And this port measure, port state measure, what does it entail for African countries? What should they do?
This is an extraordinary legally binding instrument that can be, let's say, the ultimate weapon for Africa to fight against this IUU fishing, illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, because it is a blight for the modern time, and it is particularly affecting African countries who are unfortunately among the most exposed to this IUU fishing. And we do believe that it is the most cost-effective and most efficient tool to combat IUU fishing. Instead of purchasing the vessel in the high sea, we just wait them when they want to enter our port. If they cannot show evidence that they were not involved in IUU fishing, we simply deny them access of our port, not only for landing their captures, but even only for refueling. And so it will become more and more expensive for pirate vessels to enter into our port, and then the fish will be not uploaded in the port. So it's a very cost-effective and efficient way of combating IUU. And I do believe that it is in the interest of African countries to become party of this agreement. And FAO is urging all governments to do so.
I understand it's also a way to secure more fish for the people, for the population. But does the ratification secure enough means or resources to fight illegal fishing?
I would not say to secure enough means, but at least those countries who are becoming party of the agreement will certainly surely benefit from this global fund assistance which is being set up, so that they can tap on these funds to train the fish inspector to enforce the agreement in their country. But only countries who are party of this agreement can benefit from these funds. So we are really and strongly urging countries to become part. It's in their interest.
Thank you.